Isn't that the key to forgiveness, grace greater than all our sin? Not just my sin, but your sin too. You say, well, I know it covers my sin, but your sin? No, it covers everyone's sin. So having received grace for our sin collectively, we can extend grace and know that God's grace covers those who have sinned against us. It's that marvelous and that magnanimous. It covers all our sin. And so it's all buried beneath the ocean of God's forgetfulness. And so we turn now to Hebrews chapter 11, reading 4 through 7. May God bless his word this morning. Hear now God's holy word. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. May God bless this reading and our hearing of his holy word. He is one of the most mysterious and intriguing characters in the entire Bible. We learn much more of him in the New Testament than the Old. But this son of Jared, this father of Methuselah, this great-grandfather of Noah, serves to put steel in our backbones when we understand him aright. Yes, he appears in Genesis 5 in the Old Testament. His name is listed in a chronology of 1 Chronicles chapter 3. Speaking of genealogy, also Luke chapter 3, and of course, Hebrews chapter 11. There is a citation from him in the book of Jude, and this man, Enoch, is revered as a great prophet. Have you thought much about Enoch lately? Now, the Jews held him in high regard. He is the alleged author of three books, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Enoch. The first one, First Enoch, usually just called the Book of Enoch. Rabbinical tradition said he was a pious man, in fact, the only pious man on earth at the time, and was thus accorded the role of a mediator. In Mormon mythology, Enoch founds a city, a righteous city named Zion, and all the inhabitants of Zion go to heaven. And among the Muslims, many hold him as a prophet in high regard as well. This man, Enoch. But why should we, living thousands of years later, be so concerned with a man long ago and far away? Enoch. Enoch, life has changed, so we think. Technology has, but not human nature. And even more importantly, not the God of Enoch. The whole center of the Enoch story is Enoch's God and how Enoch walked to please God and the reward he, God, gave to Enoch. And friends, this is a prefigurement of what God gives all his people who live by faith, who embrace Christ through belief, and who themselves will leave the shackles of earth to the glory of heaven. Enoch, is your brother. Enoch is your father. Enoch is your pattern. Enoch is a man we can learn from because he knows something about God. He walked with God for 300 years. Now, if you contrast the story of Enoch with the preceding one of Abel, it's most instructive. Why? Well, because God gives both of them the same reward. Did you notice? Both of them are taken from this world sooner than one might expect. You say 365 years sooner than one might expect. Well, if Methuselah is our age 80, Enoch is only 30 when he goes. Abel goes early. Enoch goes early. Do you know anyone who's gone early? Who got to heaven sooner than maybe someone would have expected? It's not a curse here, it's a reward. Even though in the Old Testament, long life is the sought after blessing. But notice how they get there in different ways. God is behind both scenes, of course. And he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But how does Abel get there? Well, he is taken away by the malice of a man. And how does Enoch get there? He's taken up by the love of his God. So the same destination, two faithful men, but two quite different paths. You ever notice how God does that with his people? He's getting us there. It may not be the same route someone else is traveling, but it's God nonetheless bringing us home. And how encouraging this would be for the recipients of the letter, namely the Hebrew Christians, because they are enduring hardship and ungodliness all around them, just as was Enoch. So here this stellar example shines for them to say, look, you can make it. Press on. Keep walking. Your reward is at hand. You have not yet resisted sin to the point of shedding blood. Of course, Abel saw that end. But look at Enoch. God